Sangiovese, Lambrusco, Sangiovese, Lambrusco.
Aglianico, Albana, Arneis, Barbera, Canaiolo, Cannonau, Carnicante, Cesanese, Cortese,
Cortese,
Corvina,
Corvina,
Croatina,
Crotina,
Dolcetto,
Dolcetto.
Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Joy Livingston, and for the next several weeks, I will be bringing you some choice narrated content from the book Sangiovese, Lambrusco, and Other Vine Stories, written by Mr. Science himself, Professor Attilio Scienza, and Serena Aimazio, published by positivepress.net. To get a copy of the book, the Kindle version is available on Amazon, and hardcover copies are available from Positive Press. If you like the content we share each week, consider donating to our show. Find details at italianwinepodcast.com or on our social media channels. Sit back and get your geek on as we jump into the details, stories, and science of Italian wines and vines. Garganega and Sangiovese, parallel stories in black and white. Garganega, even if less well-known than Sangiovese, has a more ancient history. Its first mention dates back to the 13th century in a treatise by the agronomist Pietro de Crescenzi, in which the author describes it as a variety grown in Bologna and Padua. Its fame, however, is undoubtedly linked to the wines of Suave and Gambellara, on the border between Verona and Vicenza. The first time that Garganega came to the forefront of the wine news was when genetics and molecular biology discovered that the Grecanico Dorato grown in Sicily and Garganega are synonymous. Even more surprising is its synonymy with the Catalan variety called Malvasia di Manresa, whose cultivation has now been abandoned. Here, too, we are talking about varieties traditionally grown in territories that are very distant from each other. Always observing the kinship relationships of this variety, another characteristic emerges. Garganega, Grecanico Dorato, loves to travel. In fact, it has first-degree kinship links with several well-known varieties, ranging throughout the peninsula, such as Marzemina Bianco and Dorona. Minor varieties of Veneto, along with Malvasia Bianca di Candia, Trebbiano Perugino, the well-known Trebbiano Toscano, Albana, and M. Pibotte of central Italy, up to Montonico and Cataratto. Many of these varieties are characterized by long white grape bunches and an abundant and reliable production. Cataratto is present in two types: Bianco Comune, with very prunose grapes, and Glossy, with a less abundant waxy coating. This second type is currently the most widespread, because it is more productive and consistent than the common white. According to the 2010 Istat census, Cataratto is the most important variety in Sicily and the fourth in order of area cultivation in Italy, after Sangiovese, Montepulciano, and Merlot. Trebbiano Toscano is also widespread in France and synonymous with Ugni Blanc, especially in the area of Cognac. It is one of the classic grape varieties blended for the production of Chianti wine. Trebbiano Perugino, on the other hand, is a little-known variety, preserved in the ampelographic collections of the CREA of Conegliano and of Vassal, and rarely found in today's wine-growing areas. M. Pibotte is cultivated in the Marche region and owes its name to its great productivity, significantly paga debit, literally pay the debt, is among its synonyms. Montonico is a typical variety of the Adriatic coast, widely present in almost all regions bathed by the sea, especially in Marche and Abruzzo, and then down as far as Puglia. It is also cultivated in Calabria, not to be confused with Mantonico, which is dispread throughout central and southern Italy. It can be from the large list of synonyms revealing its ancient presence, including, for example, uva regno and chiapparu in Marche, chiapparone and dolciolo in Foggia. In Ganacane, bianco in Senese, uva della Scala in Tarantino, greco bianco del Polino in Calabria. Recently, it has also been found in Tuscany and Umbria. It is an interesting variety with a duality to it, for wine and as a table grape, but it is experiencing a progressive decline. The white Marzemina, also called Sampagna or Champagna, because its grapes lend themselves very well to the production of a pleasant sparkling wine, is an old minor variety of Veneto, mentioned since at least 1679 and used in blends with other white varieties including Glera, Verdiso, and Vespaiola. Its presence, albeit under other names, has also been verified in Friuli and Romagna. Dorona is an old variety from the Veneto region, with a dual purpose, used both for winemaking and as a table grape. The family relationships of some of these varieties have been completed and clarified thanks above all to the discovery of a common missing link, represented by an ancient and valuable variety, once again at risk of extinction, Mantonico Bianco. This, also called Mantonacu Viru, i.e. Mantonico Vero, is a minor grape variety of Calabria, registered only recently in 2014 in the National Registry. It is cultivated for the production of varietal wines in the province of Reggio, along the Ionian coast, where it is also known as Mantonico di Bianco, located mainly in Locride in the countryside of Bianco and Cassignana. Its name suggestively recalls the Greek adjective manteontikos, which means prophetic, as if to indicate a sacred power of divination possessed by the wine obtained from its grapes. It is also found in the province of Palermo, where it is known by the name of Montuonico. Like Greco di Bianco, synonymous with Malvasia delle Lipari, Mantonico Bianco is used for the production of sweet dessert wines, but it is also suitable for fine wines and sparkling wines. Care must be taken, as in Calabria there are several varieties with similar names, so it can be easily confused. The Garganica, Grecanico Dorato, and Mantonico Bianco created an illustrious descendant, the already mentioned Catarato. However, we should remember the other important progeny obtained by crossing with Sangiovese, such as Gallioppo Nerello Mascalese and Mantonicone. It is also very interesting that Mantonico Bianco shows a first degree kinship with Guardavale, considered an autochthonous white wine among the most widespread in Calabria. Gallioppo, not to be confused with the Gallioppo di Marche or Gallioppa, is one of the most cultivated indigenous Calabrian varieties, especially in the area of Ciro, where it was mentioned at least by the end of the 18th century. Its presence dates back to the time of the Greeks. According to etymology, the name comes from kalos, beautiful, and podos, foot, where foot in Grecanico means bunch. Nerello Mascalese takes its name from the plain of Mascali in Catania, but it is also cultivated in Calabria to add to the various Nerelli of the region. Mantonicone is a minor vine present, as far as it has been reconstructed so far, exclusively in Calabria, and whose name is emblematic of the relationship with Mantonico Bianco revealed by DNA analysis. Mantonico Bianco, together with Garganega and Sangiovese, has therefore played a key role in generating many varieties in southern Italy, some of which are of great historical and economic importance. Other triples of the initial pairs have been completed with complementary parents other than the Mantonico Bianco. For example, Dorona was the daughter of Garganica Grecanico Dorato and Bermestia Bianca, a vine also used as a table grape, once very common especially in Sicily, but with unexpected productivity due to the female flowers. This discovery explains the morphological similarity highlighted in the ampelographs between Dorona and Garganica. Another case of ampelographic similarity that can be explained with the parent-child relationship concerns the two Venetian Raboso, so similar to each other that an expert eye is needed to distinguish them. Raboso Veronese is in fact the son of Raboso Piave and Marzemina Bianca, which in turn is associated in the first degree with Garganica Grecanico Dorato. Raboso Veronese can be defined as a kind of Raboso Piave, less late, less acidic, less rich in polyphenols and anthocyanins, and with more sugar. According to historical reconstructions, Raboso Veronese could have spread in the province of Vicenza and its surroundings starting from the cultivations of the Counts Papadopoli in Colonia Veneta in the Veronese area, where Raboso Piave was certainly cultivated, and probably also other minor varieties of the Veneto, including Marzemina Bianca. For this reason, it is probable that the progenitor of Raboso Veronese was born and then selected and bred in those estates, propagated by the same Counts Papadopoli who had a nursery of vines in San Polo di Piave, Treviso. It could have been baptized Raboso because of the strong similarity with the parent Raboso Piave. The name would have been completed as Veronese for its obligatory distinction and to maintain the specification of its origin. The historical link between Sangiovese and varieties from Puglia, Calabria, and Sicily has profoundly changed the belief that it is a Tuscan grape. The mystery of its origin, however, is not yet clarified, and conflicting hypotheses have been put forward about its putative parents, calling into question Ciliegiolo sometimes as a child, sometimes as a parent. In this book, we have reported the reconstruction that seems most plausible to us in light of the knowledge that is currently available, namely that the Ciliegiolo is one of the descendants of Sangiovese and that both parents of the latter are still to be identified. The relationship between Garganica Grecanico Dorato and varieties from the south and north of Italy, but also from central Italy, clearly indicate that this vine has been spread throughout the peninsula, while currently it appears relegated to two opposite poles, the Veneto and Sicily. At the moment, it is not possible to understand the direction of its diffusion over the centuries. Thank you for listening to this week's installment of Sangiovese, Lambrusco, and Other Vine Stories. We hope you expanded your horizons and gave your brain cells an Italian wine workout. We'll see you again next Thursday, and remember, the Kindle version of the book is available on Amazon, and hardcover copies are available from positivepress.net. If you feel inspired to make a donation to our show, please visit us at theitalianwinepodcast.com. Find Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Our Twitter handle is at @ItaWinePodcast.
Sagrantino, Schiava Gentile, Verdicchio, Vermentino, Vernaccia, Uva di Troia! Perché la fine è Uva di Troia?